OK。
今天给大家带来顶级医学期刊《柳叶刀》总结出的12个日常坚持的简单好习惯。
Today, I'm going to share 12 simple habits that can be easily incorporated into your daily routine based on a summary of the top medical journal, The Lancet.
平均能让我们多活 9.35 年，健康无病寿命。
This means we can live an average of 9.3 years longer with good health and without disease.
直接延长 9.45 年。
Extend the deadline to 9:45 a.m. directly.
这是历时8年6万人的超大样本追踪正式量化得出的结论。
This is the conclusion reached after a large-scale tracking study of 8 years and 6,000 people.
所有想养生减脂。
All those who want to live a healthy life and lose weight.
想身体越来越好的。
I want to be healthier.
我们的小伙伴，听我来给你们总结。
Here's a summary from me, guys.
这不是偏方。
This is not a traditional method.
不是鸡汤。
Not a chicken soup.
是全球医学界公认的延寿的标准答案。
This is the universally recognized standard answer in the global medical community for longevity.
我是你们的小郭教练。
I am your Zyro UO coach.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows that.
我常年做专业体育训练，带青训。
I have been doing professional sports training and youth development for many years.
而且给大家带来大众可健身康复的内容。
And bring popular fitness and rehabilitation content to the public.
我最清楚一件事。
The most important thing I know is.
那就是绝大多数人的身体差。
That's because most people have poor physical fitness.
早衰、易生病，根本不是单纯的缺乏锻炼。
Premature aging is not just a lack of exercise, but also due to various factors.
而是日常的生活当中。
Instead, in everyday life,
还有其他坏习惯。
There are other bad habits.
在持续的透支自己的身体。
Constantly overextending oneself.
很多人疯狂运动，办卡健身，吃保健品。
Many people are doing crazy exercises, getting gym cards, and eating health supplements.
却抵不过一个熬夜。
However, it cannot withstand a single exercise.
也一顿咒咏咒。
A bunch of curses and threats.
今天这十二条视频。
Today's 12 videos.
我每条给你讲透里边的原因。
I'll explain the principles of each one to you.
讲弊
Tips and tricks.
坑讲普通人能直接照做的方法收藏下来
How ordinary people can do it, save it.
保存一点一点看好吧
Please save it gradually.
我们直接带来正题
We're getting straight to the point.
先说保命第一条彻底戒烟
First, the most important rule for survival is to completely quit smoking.
远离二手烟。
Stay away from secondhand smoke.
三手烟。
Secondhand smoke.
很多人以为少抽就没事。
Many people think that if they don't smoke much, it won't be a problem.
或者只抽一口就没事。
Or just take a sip and it's fine.
但是柳叶刀的数据是烟草的损伤是累计。
However, the data on the damage caused by tobacco is cumulative.
并且不可逆的。
And irreversible.
哪怕少量吸烟也会持续损伤血管内皮。
Even a small amount of smoking can cause long-term damage to the blood vessel lining.
降低心肺功能。
Reduce cardiopulmonary function.
尤其我们运动人群最清楚。
Especially, we know that athletes are the most aware of this.
抽烟的人肺活量的恢复速度比普通人最少慢一倍。
Smokers' lung capacity recovery rate is at least twice slower than that of non-smokers.
游泳耐力、体能恢复力全都被拖垮。
Swimming endurance, physical fitness, and recovery ability are all dragged down.
而且家里有孩子、老人的，二手烟或者衣服上残留的三手烟。
In addition, there are used cigarettes and clothes with freehand smoke residue in the house.
会直接提升呼吸道疾病的风险。
It will directly increase the risk of developing a cough.
这是第一条，比较简单。
This is the first one, and it's pretty simple.
第二条，严格限酒，最好滴酒不沾。
Article 2. Strictly limit alcohol consumption, preferably abstain from all alcohol.
别
No?
别再信适量饮酒活血养生。
Limit drinking to moderate amounts for health benefits.
这种，瞎掰了。
This is a bit weird.
可以说是。现在最新的医学节令已经推翻了旧认知，酒精没有安全摄入量。
It can be said that the latest medical findings have overturned previous beliefs about alcohol consumption.
男性每天超30克酒精。
Men smoke 30 grams of alcohol per day.
女性每次超15克。
Women draw 15 grams each time.
酒精就会加速肝脏的老化，损伤。
Alcohol accelerates liver aging and damage.
心脑血管。
Heart and blood vessels.
打乱你的代谢。减脂人群或者运动人群。
Disrupt your metabolism for weight loss or fitness enthusiasts.
喝酒当天效果直接归零。
Drinking on the same day has no effect.
脂肪堆积的速度会翻倍。
The rate of fat accumulation will double.
而且能戒酒的话。
And if you can quit drinking.
延寿效果是最明显的。
The most noticeable effect is longevity.
做不到的话就绝不贪杯。
If you can't do it, don't be greedy.
也不要暴饮。
Don't drink.
不要喝得大醉。
Don't get drunk.
好吧。
Okay.
就是前面两条比较简单的啊。
These are the two simpler ones.
戒烟戒酒。
Quit smoking and drinking.
后面是运动。
Behind is the movement.
包括睡眠的四条。
Includes four sleeps.
第三条，运动延寿的核心。
Article 3, the core of exercise for longevity.
普通人最容易做错的点。
Common mistakes made by ordinary people.
第三条，23点前入睡，固定。
Article 23, go to bed at a fixed time before 9:00 p.m.
睡够7.2到8个小时。
Get at least 7.2 to 8 hours of sleep.
这个我知道很多人做不到。
I know many people can't do this.
但是呢，你要懂，很多人的误区是熬夜。
However, you need to understand that many people have the misconception of staying up late.
然后白天多补点觉就行。
Then get some extra sleep during the day.
但实际上重点的干货在于睡眠确实可以补时长。
However, the key point is that sleep can actually compensate for lost time.
但是补不了生物钟的损伤。
But it cannot compensate for the damage to the biological clock.
23点到凌晨3点是人体器官修复激素分泌。
From 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. is the time when human organs repair and hormones are secreted.
包括肌肉修复
including muscle repair.
免疫力重建的黄金窗口
the golden window for immune reconstruction.
我之前讲过10点到凌晨1点
I have already mentioned from 10 p.m. to midnight.
那是小朋友
That's a kid.
对吧
Right.
长期晚睡的人
Long-term late sleepers.
哪怕每天睡九个小时
Even if you sleep 9 hours every day.
依然会代谢紊乱
Still suffer from metabolic disorders.
容易发胖
Prone to obesity.
疲劳早衰
Fatigue and premature aging.
睡太少
sleep too little.
免疫力会下降。
Immunity will decline.
睡超过九个小时。
Sleeping more than 9 hours.
同样也会增加心脑血管疾病的风险。
It will also increase the risk of cardiovascular diseases.
所以固定作息比睡多久更重要。
Is it more important to have a fixed sleep schedule than the amount of time you sleep?
这是第三条。
This is the third item.
第四条，每天42分钟。
Article 4, every day, 4 20-minute sessions.
中高强度运动。
Moderate to high intensity exercise.
为什么是这么精准的呢？
Why is it so accurate?
柳叶刀说了。
The Lancet has said.
精准的时长不是随便动一动。
Precise timing is not just about moving.
是有效运动。
Effective exercise.
42分钟。走路慢慢悠悠散步。
42 minutes of slow and leisurely walking.
那些不算。有什么可以呢？
What can I do?
比方说游泳、慢跑或快走、跳绳。
For example, swimming, jogging, or brisk walking, jumping rope.
健身操。
Fitness exercises.
能让你微微喘气。
It can make you breathe a little.
并且心跳加快。
And my heart beats faster.
可以说话。
Can speak.
但不能唱歌。
But I can't sing.
这就是标准的有效强度。
This is the standard effective strength.
我给所有人的一个最优解释。
A comprehensive explanation for everyone.
游泳，游泳是全年龄段最低损伤。
Swimming is a low impact exercise for all ages.
最高延寿的有氧运动。
The most effective aerobic exercise for longevity.
护膝护腰。
Knee brace, waist support.
强化心肺，适配老人、小孩和减脂人群。
Enhance cardiopulmonary fitness for the elderly, children, and people who want to lose weight.
这我真不是给我自己这项目做广告。
This is not for advertising my own project.
这大家都懂。
Everyone knows this.
对吧
？Right.
我都有点啰嗦了。
I'm starting to ramble.
说实在，然后咱们讲第五条。
Okay, then let's talk about the fifth item.
每周必须2-3次的力量训练。
You must do strength training 2-3 times a week.
这是大多数养生党的巨大盲区。
This is a major blind spot for many health enthusiasts.
很多人只做有氧，不练力量。
Many people only do cardio and don't practice strength training.
延寿的效果就会直接减半。干货的原理是，大家听说过一句话，是吧
？The effect of extending life is directly proportional to the amount of liver damage.
存黄金不如存肌肉。
It's better to have muscles than gold.
这里边的原理就是，人过25岁。
The principle here is that after the age of 25,
肌肉量每年会自然流失。
Muscle mass naturally declines with age.
肌肉是人体最大的代谢器官和免疫的载体。
Muscles are the largest metabolic organ and carrier of immunity in the human body.
如果你没有了肌肉的支撑，
If you have no muscle support,
年纪大了，
As I get older,
骨质疏松，
Osteoporosis,
代谢崩塌。
Metabolic collapse,
容易多病
prone to illness,
而且虚弱
also weak,
不用非得练成肌肉猛男，深蹲、俯卧撑，基础的器械力量。
You don't necessarily need to become a muscular man who can do deep squats and push-ups with basic equipment.
每周2-3次，保住
maintain it 2-3 times a week.
你现在的肌肉就是保住你的寿命和年轻的状态，简单吗
？Are your muscles now just a way to preserve your lifespan and youthful appearance？
好。
Okay。
第六条，杜绝久坐。
Article 6. Prohibit prolonged sitting.
每小时起身活动。久坐是当代隐形的杀手，风险。
Sitting for long periods of time every hour is a hidden killer risk in modern times.
还比熬夜有可能还高。
There is a possibility that it could be even higher than staying up late.
连续久坐一个小时以上。
Sitting for more than an hour at a time.
下肢的血液循环变慢。
Slow blood circulation in the lower limbs.
血管压力升高。
Increased blood pressure.
腰、颈椎受压，代谢。
Waste the neck vertebrae under pressure.
直接会变慢。
It will become slower directly.
我教给大家一个最简单的修复方式。
I'm going to teach you the simplest way to fix it.
就是每小时起身两到三分钟，不多吧？
Just get up and walk around for 2 to 3 minutes every hour.
拉拉伸，走动走动，踮踮脚，或者是什么呀？
What are these movements? Stretching, walking, and toe tapping.
出去散散步，透透气。
Go for a walk to get some fresh air.
经常久坐的人。
People who sit for long periods of time.
每周坚持游泳或者拉伸脊柱。
Swim or stretch your spine every week.
能极大的抵消久坐。
Greatly reduce sedentary behavior.
带来的体态变形和血管的淤堵。
The posture distortion and blood clots that it brings.
我还是在给游泳做广告，是吧？
I'm still advertising for swimming, right?
继续，咱们讲后面的饮食五条。
Let's continue with the next 5 points of dietary advice.
第七条啊。
Article 7.
第七条，每天足量的蔬菜，深色蔬菜占上一半。
Article 7. Vegetables and dark leafy vegetables should account for half of your daily intake.
不是说随便吃点菜就行。
It's not just about eating whatever you want.
干货的重点在于白菜。
The key ingredients are cabbage.
生菜。
Lettuce.
菠菜。
Spinach.
西兰花等深色的绿菜，膳食纤维。
Broccoli and other dark leafy vegetables are rich in dietary fiber.
抗氧化，维生素含量好高。
High in antioxidants.
很多人只吃黄瓜番茄。
Many people only eat soybeans.
番茄营养相对比较单一。
Tomatoes have relatively simple nutrition.
蔬菜的作用。
The role of vegetables.
大家都知道是清理血管垃圾。
Everyone knows that it is to clean the blood vessels.
促进肠道代谢。
Promote intestinal metabolism.
降低炎症反应。
Reduce inflammation.
身体大部分慢性的炎症都能靠蔬菜去缓解。
Most of the slow-acting inflammation in the body can be relieved by vegetables.
很简单。
Simple.
好理解。
Easy to understand.
对吧？
Right.
第八条。
Article 8.
吃新鲜水果，绝对不要用果汁去替代。啊。
Eating fresh fruit should never be replaced by juice.
很多人有一个误区。
Many people have a misconception.
就是喝果汁等于吃水果。
Drinking juice is equivalent to eating fruit.
但是完整的新鲜水果里边有膳食纤维。
However, the complete fresh fruit contains dietary fiber.
而且控糖还稳。
And the blood sugar is stable.
你的代谢。果汁全部去掉。
Your metabolic juices are all gone.
纤维以后。
After the fiber,
只剩下浓缩的糖分，升糖速度会很快。
The remaining sugar will quickly increase blood sugar.
而且容易发胖，伤。
And it's easy to gain weight and get injured.
你的胰岛，啊，每天200到350克水果，其实也就一小个苹果那个样子啊。
Your pancreas, which is about 200 to 350 grams a day, actually only one apple sized.
分上1到2次吃，比一次性暴食水果。
Instead of eating a large amount of fruit at once, it is better to eat it in two or three smaller portions.
呼呼吃好多。
I'm so hungry.
健康态度。
Too many health problems.
好吧。
Okay.
不多说。
I won't say anything more.
第九条，每周至少两次深海鱼。
Article 9. At least two deep sea fish per week.
Omega 3.
Omega 3.
对吧
Right.
普通人日常吃肉多吃。
Ordinary people eat a lot of meat in their daily lives.
一般都是多吃红肉是吧
Are you generally eating a lot of red meat?
猪肉牛羊肉吃得多。
Pork, beef, and mutton are eaten a lot.
吃多了以后呢
After eating too much,
确实真的会容易增加身体负担。
It will definitely increase the burden on your body.
那么深海鱼里边富含 Omega
3 So, deep sea fish are rich in Omega
3是天然保护血管
Third, it naturally protects blood vessels.
保护你的大脑抗炎的营养素
Nutrients that protect your brain from inflammation.
尤其是我们长期健身或者训练。
Especially when we are engaged in long-term fitness or training.
还有熬夜。
There is also staying up late.
甚至还有用脑过多的人。
There are also people who overthink.
非常适合吃深海鱼。
Very suitable for eating deep-sea fish.
缓解身体的慢性疲劳。
Relieve chronic fatigue of the body.
保护你的心血管、啊、
Protect your cardiovascular system.
这个大家也都是尝试了。
This is something that everyone has tried.
对吧
Right.
第十条控盐控油控糖主食粗细搭配、啊、
Article 10. Control salt, control oil, control sugar, and a balanced diet with coarse grains.
国人三大健康通病就是大家尤其我们北方的一些口味。
The three major health problems of Chinese people are their taste preferences, especially in northern China.
高盐高油高糖对吧
High salt, high fat, and high sugar.
做饭的时候
While cooking.
那么这里边有一个干货的标准。
So, there's a standard for this.
首先每天盐尽量不要超过五克油
First, try to limit your daily salt intake to no more than 5 grams of oil.
不要超过25克
Do not exceed 25 grams.
糖添加糖
Sugar, add sugar.
尤其是不要超过25克
Especially, do not exceed 25 grams.
全部精米
All rice is milled.
白面的话你也会升糖
White rice will also raise blood sugar.
很快
Soon.
容易囤积脂肪
Prone to accumulating fat.
加速老化
Accelerated aging.
把一半的这些精米白面的主食换成糙米。
Replace half of the main food made from refined rice and flour with brown rice.
玉米、
Guan,
燕麦、杂粮这些东西，你的血糖会更稳。
Oats and other grains can help stabilize your blood sugar.
不容易发胖。
It's not easy to gain weight.
内脏的负担也会大幅的降低。
The burden on the internal organs will also be significantly reduced.
好吧。
Okay.
第十一条，不废话了啊。
Article 10, let's get straight to the point.
三餐分七分饱。
Three meals a day, seven parts full.
杜绝暴饮暴食啊。
Avoid overeating.
七分八分足足够够。
Enough is enough.
很多人平时节食，周末暴食。
Many people often practice intermittent fasting and then binge eat on weekends.
对内脏的伤害是很大的。
Internal organ damage is very serious.
暴饮暴食会瞬间冲击你的肠胃和胰岛、心血管。
Binge eating can instantly impact your digestive system and cardiovascular health.
造成身体突发性的炎症。
Cause sudden inflammation of the body.
七分饱的标准是什么
？What is the standard for being 70% full？
不饿也不撑，还能吃。
Not hungry, not full, can eat.
但是呢，不太想吃了。
But I don't really want to eat it.
这是七分饱。
This is 70% full.
长期稳定的七分饱。
Long-term stable 70% satiety.
是医学界公认的延缓衰老。
Is recognized by the medical community as a way to slow down aging.
延长寿命的核心饮食习惯。
Core dietary habits for longevity.
好吧。
Okay.
这是以上十一条。
These are the 10 points above.
最后，心态上还有一条，被所有人忽略的一个顶级延寿的习惯。
One last thing to consider, and one that is often overlooked by everyone, a top-tier habit of strict adherence.
那就是最后一条，情绪稳定。
That was the last time I felt stable.
减少内耗。
Reduce internal friction.
保持正向社交
Maintain a positive social life
柳叶刀专门把情绪列入长寿的核心指标
The Lancet has specifically included emotions as a core indicator in its long-term health and longevity framework
这里面干货的真相是长期焦虑
The real deal here is chronic anxiety
压抑
Suppression
内耗、生气
internal conflict and anger
会直接缩短端粒的长度
it will directly shorten the length of the broken part
加速细胞老化运动的再好吃的再健康
accelerating the movement of cell aging a delicious and healthy way
天天心情不好
every day I feel bad
胡思乱想
wandering thoughts
所有的养生废掉一大半多社交
All of the health practices have wasted a lot of time on social interaction
但是少纠结不要钻牛角尖儿
But don't dwell on it or get caught up in it
去稳定的人
Emotionally stable people
免疫力内
Immunity
分泌脏器的状态永远都会优于这些长期内耗的人
The condition of the endocrine organs will always be better than those who are suffering from long-term damage.
好吧。
Okay.
这就是以上的十二条。
These are the 12 points above.
我做了运动，精力运动这么多年。
I have been practicing fitness for many years.
最后给大家总结一句真话。
Finally, I want to summarize the truth in one sentence.
长寿不是靠天赋。
Longevity is not innate.
不是靠疯狂健身。
Not through crazy fitness.
是靠日复一日稳定的。
It relies on daily and stable routines.
好习惯。
Good habits.
别看我刚才说的那些东西。
Don't look at those things I just said.
大家好像都懂。
Everyone seems to understand.
但是我再说一遍。
However, I reiterate that.
强化给大家。很多的运动达人、健身爱好者里边，熬夜喝酒。
This refers to a group of fitness enthusiasts who engage in late night drinking and heavy drinking.
情绪差。
Bad mood.
照样身体也会透支。运动是加分项，生活习惯。
Of course, the body can also be overused. Exercise is a bonus item in life habits.
是你的底盘。
It's your foundation.
你底盘稳了，你的健身、游泳、养生。
Your foundation is solid. Your fitness, swimming, and health are all in place.
才会真正的为你续命，变年轻，变健康。
Only then will you truly live, become younger and healthier.
不用一次性
Do not use once
非得要强制执行
Must be enforced
做完这十二条
After completing these 12
你可以先坚持个三五条
You can first stick to 3 or 5
对吧
Right
你的死亡风险可能瞬间就可以下降到一半。
Your risk of death could drop to half in an instant.
普通人立刻就能看到你的体质变化。
Everyone can immediately see your physical changes.
真的，好吧。
Really?
这一条全网最细的柳叶刀长寿的十二条。
The 12 most detailed and comprehensive longevity promoting tips on the internet.
这个习惯的干货。
This is a useful tip.
赶紧收藏保存。
Quickly save and bookmark.
对照一下自己，评论区告诉我。
Compare with my comment and tell me.
你能坚持下来。
You can make it.
集中这几条。还有要把它转发给你的家人。
Here are a few more things that you should forward to your family.
和父母一起养成低成本长寿的好习惯。下课。
Let's learn good habits for a long and healthy life together with our parents.